So, Felix is nervous about doing today's show.
I have my reasonable concerns.
Today's show features songs about lujuria, pasión, deseo, lust.
Not love songs.
Felix wanted to do love songs, but it's summer and it's hot and people aren't wearing a lot of clothing and people are on the beach. So, while I'm not opposed to a show about love songs, today we're talking about falling in lust. Songs to get sexy with. I'm Jasmine
And
Garst.
I'm Felix Contreras.
Let's get busy. This is Alt Latino.
I don't want you, I want your friends.
Felix, we're going to start today's show with a tale of misdirected lust. Now, lots of people have been in this situation. You're out, someone is hitting on you. You're not really feeling it, but you really actually like his or her friend a lot. Argentine electronica artist Capri sings about that situation in Dame Love or Give Me Love, and he's singing, I don't want you. I want your friends. They are so cute. No lo puedo creer.
I don't want you. I want your friends. Son tan preciosos, ya no sé más qué hacer. No pidas más. No te doy más. I don't want you.
You know, the mix of Spanish and English is interesting. Bilingual lust.
It happens in every language, and despite the situation, Capri doesn't sound awkward at all. His vocal style is incredibly arrogant and sexy. I kind of hear a hint of Mick Jagger. He sounds like he's making the best of this moment.
And I like the hard driving rock and dance rhythm for a song like this. I mean, it reminds me that lust is something that just pushes and pushes and never forgiving once we act on it.
Okay, wow, we have opened a whole part of Felix that we didn't know existed. Do you want to elaborate on your perspective about
Did
lust?
I say that out loud? All I can say is that this song really gets to that itch that you can't scratch.
Well, Felix, guys are not the only ones who find themselves in this situation.
A mí me gusta tú. Me gusta tú.
Wow, who's this?
This is Spanish singer Bebé,
Very
to
sultry.
say the least. This song is called Ooh, and she's singing about being attracted to the brother of the guy she's dating.
Uh-oh.
Un problema tengo. No sé cómo resolverlo. Si con un mano a mano.
You know, Felix, I've seen movies, I've heard songs, I've even heard stories from friends who have experienced this.
Especially the French.
What?
I don't know.
Why?
Because I saw a movie once, but that's another story. Go ahead.
While it may be common, it's still not an easy thing to deal with.
You know, this musical arrangement is knocking me out. I mean, it's so sparse, it's so vulnerable, it's so naked, emotionally, that is.
No te enfades, por favor, solamente fue un beso de amor. Lo que le di a tu hermano, solo fue un beso de amor. Y después un revolcón. Total. Total, pero no te enfades.
Felix, why don't you tell the audience who Bebé is?
She's this young singer from Spain. I mean, her parents were in a very influential folk group in Spain, so she has music in her DNA. And she has just one CD out, but she really made a big deal with it. She won the Best New Artist in 2005 at the Latin Grammy Awards. And I hope she makes a follow-up because I really, really like the CD. Jazz, you picked this song, so I'm curious, how does the story end? Who does she pick?
Oh, Felix. Bebe has a very creative solution to her problems. She picks both. And
Nice.
you gotta love Bebe. She's brutally honest about her sexuality. The lyrics say, "Thank goodness I gave myself a treat and I let myself be lassoed by both of you. Otherwise, what would I have missed? A great night."
Oh my gosh, our show is becoming R-rated.
Don't be such a nerd. Our listeners are very imaginative. We'll leave the conclusion to Bebé's story in their hands.
Tu mirada, mi mirada, su mirada, nuestra mirada, toda junta, toda junta y revuelta en la cama o en una esquinita del salón. Me gustas un montón y tú también, guapetón. Me gustas un montón.
You're listening to Alt Latino, and this week we're talking about music to listen to when you're falling in lust.
Not love.
Lust.
So far, we've listened to an Argentine electronica plea for misdirected passion, and we heard a sultry Spaniard pondering a very unique problem. Well, if you're facing those types of issues, I'm sorry, but once you do solve those problems, and the object of your desires, be it a lover, a wife, a boyfriend, a friend,
a neighbor... Okay, we get the idea.
Okay. Is in your arms, I suggest you skip on to the next Bebé track.
Whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. This is a first. You've never picked two songs by the same artist for the show.
I make an exception for Bebé and her song, ¿Qué importa? Or, ¿What do I care?
¿Qué me importa a mí? ¿Qué traje vestiré mañana? ¿Qué me importa a mí? ¿Qué comida comeré mañana? ¿Qué me importa a mí? ¿Qué traje vestiré mañana? ¿Qué me importa a mí? ¿Qué comida comeré mañana? Si hoy deseo dinamita. Que tengo la sangre apretadita. Hoy deseo dinamita. Que tengo la sangre apretadita. Apretadita.
I can see why you picked this song, that her sensual voice is wrapped around a song that I'm even embarrassed to sing out loud.
It's not a song that you want to sing on a crowded bus or in the, I don't know, the bathroom at work. Do you?
Sing in the bathroom?
You don't sing in the bathroom?
No.
Well, if you did sing in the bathroom, you don't want to sing this song.
You don't seem to have any problems singing these lyrics anywhere, so why don't you translate them?
Well, before I do that, I do want to say, check out that raspy, whiny voice and the heavy guitar. It kind of sounds like she's writhing on the ground and begging for your love. It sounds a lot like a Spanish PJ Harvey. As for the lyrics, most of the lyrics are too much to translate. But one of the less heated verses says... What do I care what I will wear tomorrow? What do I care what I will eat tomorrow? All I care about now is that I want my dynamite. My blood is tight.
Whoa.
You know, Felix, I like that she's assertive. A lot of songs sung by women about sex are all about pleasing the other person, but Bebé is clearly taking care of her own. My other favorite line is when, I can relate to this, when she says, if you don't make me laugh tonight, I'm going to get furious.
She sounds like a lot to handle.
Porque cuando quiero, soy una gamberra. En la playa y en la sierra y en la ciudad también se está que si hay que adaptarse, una se adapta a lo que sea. Porque por piedra me gusta andar. Y como una cabra está, soy extrema. Comida comeré mañana, ¿qué me importa a mí? ¿Qué traje vestiré mañana, qué me importa a mí?
Jazz, we're really Spain heavy today.
We are. I don't know why. We always try to include a lot of different nationalities, but this show has a lot of songs from Spain. Do the Spanish just make great lust songs?
Could be, but that's a whole different subject, and this isn't a talk show about lust. So for our next song, we'll go to a collaboration between another Spanish singer and an unpredictable reggaeton group.
Puedo nutrirme escuchando esto, ¿sabes? Tú me estás escuchando,
La Mala is a popular rap artist from Spain, and Calle 13 are rappers from Puerto Rico. Now, this track illustrates why they are two of the younger artists shaking things up. I mean, the beat is sparse, the vocal back and forth is striking.
Felix, you're doing everything you can to avoid talking about the content of these lyrics. It's a classic throwdown between rap artists, except this time they're talking about...
Okay, wait, really? Do we have to spell it out? Can't we just play the song?
Okay, I'm not going to spell it out, but I will say that unlike most rap songs in which the girl is kind of singing the praise of the rapper, La Mala is kind of making fun of Calle 13's sexual prowess. And they're accepting it and laughing along, and I think that is just... takes a lot of confidence.
Oye, anormal.
Qué
bellaco, cabrona,
desgraciada,
estúpida,
farfolla,
gamberra,
huevón,
imbécil,
jinetero,
caca,
lambrucio,
mala,
calle 13,
mala,
calle 13,
mala, mala,
calle 13,
oye, nada más te crees,
calle 13,
mala,
oye, mala,
mala, mala, calle 13, mala,
no pa' ti, no pa' ti,
oye,
okay, Felix, so let's say the object of your desires has succumbed to your irresistible charisma, and it's the next day now, and you don't hear back from her, and the days go by, and no word from this lovely lady. I've got just the song for you. It's a post-lust song.
En invierno tu calor yo fui.
Dije sí.
Tu sombra en verano ardiente sol. Yo mitigué.
That sounds like Juanes. I thought he was happily married.
He is, but he's also a songwriter. He doesn't have to have lived everything he sings about. And he wasn't always married. I mean, maybe he's drawing on a past experience for this song, which he called La Noche, although I doubt women don't call Juanes back.
You know, don't get him in trouble with his wife, okay? All right, just keep his past out of this.
I'm not a homewrecker, but he sounds pretty convincing in this song, in which he's pining for this wonderful night he spent in the company of someone who seems... was available only for that night, and he wants more, and he just talks about her raspberry lips and how much of a great time they had.
Yo no te boté jamás, viviré al recordar. Oh,
qué bonita fue esa noche, me trae recuerdos la noche, besando tu boquita de gana. Aquella noche,
inolvidable esa noche, qué romántica es la noche, cuando besé tu boca de gana.
You know, this song is a great example of why I think Juanes is one of the most talented musicians out there in any genre. You know, he takes the subject that's been covered in every culture, in every country, just about, but keeps the unmistakable Colombian stamp on it. Now check out this instrumental break and the rural Colombian rhythms he mixes in.
This is Alt Latino. We're listening to songs about lust. Felix, I have the perfect counterpoint song for the one we just heard from Juanes.
Now, Juanes wanted just one more night.
Spanish singer La Chica is saying, I had a good time, but I think I'll pass. Stop calling me.
Apetito loco, coquito rococó. Si hoy por querer no te quiero ni un poco.
Jazz, I'm not an expert in opera, but even I recognize that melody La Chica is playing with. That's from the opera Carmen.
It's an interesting choice because it makes total sense for this post-lust song. In the opera, the lead character, Carmen, is this lustful, passionate, self-confident woman who can make men change their lives for her. In this song, La Chica plays the same role. She's a self-confident woman who trusts herself enough to know that once was enough. And she's telling her guy, you know, I like you, but not for every day.
You know, the use of acoustic instruments associated with jazz, you know, the piano, the bass, the drums, accompanying her rapping really caught my attention.
Te iluminó los labios un amor, corazón, y una flor al pasión, y me diste. Si de lo bueno y lo mejor, esa es tu anatomía, me repetiste, vas a ser mía, seré tu papi, tu varón, tu novio, policía.
Her whole image and her music is very femme fatale. If you see a picture of her on her website, you'll notice she has like the 1920s flapper girl hair and a long cigarette. She kind of looks like Betty Boop gone bad.
Yo también te quiero mucho, pero no.
This is Out Latino, and we're listening to songs about lust. We've heard some songs that get to the subject very subtly.
And others that hold nothing back. Thank you very much.
If you want to hear the songs we've featured in their entirety, you can go to our website. That's nprmusic.org.
And make sure you're wearing headphones, man, because these songs...
Okay, wait. Let's get this in the open. Why does this subject make you so nervous?
Well, you know, I've been sitting here thinking about that. And I think it's because I'm kind of private with my lust. I mean, I was young once, so I get the whole public lust thing, express your lust in public and all that. And and besides, you know, I've been married for over 10 years, and us married people just don't put our lust out there for everyone to share. I mean, would you want your parents to...
No.
Okay, I'm not...
Don't.
Okay. I don't want to get personal, but I want to turn the corner from lust to lust with love with a song from our next artist... The Colombian singer Soraya.
Oh, you love her. You have a poster of her in your cubicle.
It's an 8x10 glossy signed by her, but we'll talk about that later.
I wasn't supposed to say that.
Thank you very much.
Sereno como el ave en vuelo, dulce como una canción, tranquilo como el silencio, tu amor, mi amor.
Felix. This is totally a love song. We weren't supposed to do love songs in this show. It was a song about love. This is corny.
There's nothing corny about love. In fact, I picked this song because it expresses a different kind of lust, an intimate lust, between two people who've known each other for a while.
Like a husband and a wife?
Exactly.
Well, somebody's getting brownie points with his wife.
Check these lyrics out. Tierno como un suspiro. Atento como un escultor. Apasionado como un fuego. Tu amor, mi amor.
As tender as a sigh, as attentive as a sculptor, as passionate as fire, your love, my love.
Tierno como un suspiro, atento como un escultor, apasionado como el fuego, tu amor, mi amor.
You know, Felix, when I was growing up, Soraya came out with her music, and she was kind of a counterpart to Shakira, who is also from Colombia. I find some similarities in their voices. You know, it's a really sad story because Soraya eventually succumbed to a very serious cancer.
You know, I did a story about her for NPR, and I really liked her music, but I was also knocked out by how she would write songs in both English and in Spanish and release two separate albums, one in each language. And to me, it showed her mastery of storytelling and how she expresses those deep emotions. She was a very talented writer, and it was a very, very big loss.
You know, Felix, I think this song convinced me. How about we do next week's show about love songs?
I can get behind that.
I know you can. Well, let's have listeners send us their picks for favorite Latin rock and alternative and Espanol songs about love.
You can do that on our website at nprmusic.org. Tell us what your favorite songs are. Give us some suggestions. We won't be able to pick them all, but we're going to find some and put a nice show together next week.
Don't forget to check out our new blog at nprmusic.org.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. And this has been a very lusty edition of Alt Latino.
Nice.
Thanks for listening.